This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa. We're having a camp old time in the studio, bopping up to a little bit of Taylor Swift.
A Tay-Tay for your nerves.
She's got herself all over the BuzzFeed article.
Oh, hasn't she? No, she's been blowing up my feed. And let me tell you, I have some opinions and you know they're completely warranted because I have not listened to the song.
Either of I.
But
so we're just three experts in a room chatting about something that none of us have heard.
No, she's got herself into a bit of hot water with some opinion formers. So they, you know, I wouldn't call them influencers, they're just opinion formers.
We are talking, of course, about Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down.
You Need to Calm Down, yes. Yeah. And we're launched on Pride Month, obviously, and features a gaggle of RuPaul's Drag Queens girls, and they're all fighting for the crown of Queen of Pop and all of that jazz. And, you know, there's some lyrics about people who use actual hate speech and stuff like that and then likening that to shade. And we're like, no, those things are different.
Okay, right.
no, shade is a bit of, like, sisterly frenemy reading. Oh, right. You can tell
just,
my
just
deep.
Just how you speak to me.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, you know. You know what you did. And then, you know, then there's people who use actual hate speech. So yeah. they are different. And I think that's the main contention of people. But it does seem like a very colourful colour and movement film clip.
Okay.
And a bit of a departure for Tay-Tay from her previous Snakes and Reputation album.
Absolutely. So, she is copying a little bit of flack too because, I mean, perhaps, you know, standing up for queer pride and stuff hasn't been a massive part of her narrative
standing
so far.
Standing up for anything hasn't been a part of her narrative. Lying down for a few people has been, but not standing up for them.
So we're seeing articles like Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down because pride isn't about straight people.
Yes.
We're seeing things like Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down hijacks queerness. What do you think about that? What do we think? Do we think that, you know, that
I think there's certainly a point of merit to it.
Yeah.
I really do because, you know, I think, as you said, she hasn't really stood up for really much in the past.
Yeah.
She's kept herself very apolitical. And then in Pride Month, we're like, oh, you know, here's a couple of drag queens by my album.
Yeah, right. Look, I totally get that. I need to have, I think, more discussions with people around this because I've certainly always come from a place of any positive message coming from anybody is a positive message.
Oh, agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great for our community.
Yeah.
I do understand it can maybe be a bit of a win-win situation. Maybe there is something, you know, there is a bit of cashing in on other people's probably dilemmas or other people's issues. But, you know, at least we're still trying to send a positive message.
Yeah, look, like I said, I don't really listen to Taylor Swift, mainly because she's quite thin. and that just offends me. But I certainly haven't listened to this song yet. Not that I won't, obviously. I'm sure I will hear it probably within the next 2.5 hours. But so, you know, as somebody who hasn't listened to the song, you can know that my opinion is completely valid.
Yeah, no, good.
And therefore warranted and earned.
And more expert right there.
Absolutely. Just screaming into the void, little old Lisa Van.
You can expect more expert opinions like that over the next 2.5 hours.
I got all of them, girl. Let me tell you. I got things to say. You give me a microphone.
And they'll all be from Lisa Van. It is Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa. Dean is away. He is cruising on a boat.
Yes.
Heading down to Dark Mofo in Tasmania.
Oh, he's going to have so much fun.
So, yeah, if I wasn't here holding the ship, well, holding the alternative ship that he's holding, I would certainly be there. How excited.
It looks like a great week. Like, the cruise itself is booked. It's a book schedule, and then you get down there and the whole thing. And
yeah, it's a fantastic point.
The ship is beautiful, too.
Point out, but you would know.
You would know, absolutely.
You're our usual regular cruise director.
Right.
You're our regular Joy travel agent, Gav.
It's almost a fetish with you.
It is. I love cruising. I've done 14 cruises in 5 years.
Yeah, right. I'm trying really hard not to make another cruising joke. I think I've done that. But you're making it very difficult on me. I did get a message in from my lovely husband, Dave, who said that he's loving the dynamic between us, but he says, to be fair, it just sounds like it sounds like he's sitting at Molly's listening to us down at Double Mimosas.
Two things can be right.
Two things can be true.
It is, of course, Donation Drive Week.
Yes. Right.
Which is very exciting. We kicked it all off here. Dean and I kicked it off last Wednesday. And I got to tell you, it was really impressive to see the donations immediately start rolling in.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. We come in here, you know, each and every week, and we sit in the studio and we love what we do. And it's great at times like this to realise that people kind of love us back in this way.
It is.
So it has been a sensational week. I think we're sitting up somewhere almost around the $140,000 mark. Yeah.
That is incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
I was just reading here, it costs about $100 an hour to keep us on board.
Yeah. It certainly does. And wow. That's each and every hour for Joy just to stay on air. Obviously, we are run heavily by volunteers, and we've got a small amount of very hardworking staff here that keep Joy afloat, but it's really your memberships and donations that keep us going.
That's right. Joy is not owned by a big corporation making money.
No.
Instead, we are proudly self-funded through on-air sponsorship, memberships, and most importantly, donations from people like you.
It's
It can't even be improved that. Can you just do it again? Just go now.
No, all off the top of my head, that was. No, we do, of course, apart from the warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you donate, if you do donate during Donation Drive, which everybody does end tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
The hour of power.
So we're at the pointy end.
We certainly are at the pointy end. So those of you who want to make your dollar go a little bit further can hold off for tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning is the hour of power, which is we're going to be from 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. So basically every dollar you contribute tomorrow morning will be doubled.
Imagine that.
That'd be great, especially considering all donations over $2 are tax deductible.
And it's right at that time of the year, which is fantastic.
Oh, EFS, yes.
Yeah, you've been a couple of weeks and get the money back. What's a better deal?
I didn't even think of that. What a deal.
Oh, I see. Money talk.
A quick turnaround.
But, of course, that's not all. You will also go in the draw to win some fantastic prizes. Nice.
These prizes are incredible. Our first prize is two business class return tickets to LA or a destination of choice, in parentheses.
Yeah, with Virgin Australia
Network. Virgin Australia. So it includes two business class premium returns to Los Angeles or another Virgin Australia destination valued up to $15,000.
Cha-ching.
That is donated with thanks to David McCarthy and, of course, Velocity Rewards. So it is valued up to $15,000 depending on your choice of destination. And popular travel destinations include LA, Hong Kong, Bali, Pacific Islands, New Zealand and Australia.
Australia.
But every $10 donated receives one entry into the draw. So if you do donate $50... you'll get five tickets into that draw.
Absolutely.
You don't need to donate multiple times to receive multiple entries. So one $100 donation is worth ten entries. And winners will be announced Saturday.
During the Saturday magazine.
That's right. After 10 a.m.
But then runner-up prize is just as good in my books because it's the RACV voucher worth $2,000. Now, this is amazing. As I didn't know that you could actually go to resorts. Did you know that, Robbie?
Yeah. No. These RACV resorts.
Holiday, here it comes.
Are stunning. Like, these are like 5-star-plus resorts.
Right.
All around Australia that you can spend your $2,000 on. And have you ever flown business class, Lisa?
Oh, I have actually once from Sydney to Cairns. And let me tell you, you talk about mimosas now. I enjoyed my time in that air.
What about you, Cam?
I did a leg from LA to Sydney.
Do a big one. Good on you.
It was good.
It was actually
with Virgin as well, which is amazing.
Yeah, right. It scares me to do it because I feel like it's one of those things that once you've done, you can never go back to
You can't get back to Kettle.
And it is very, very hard, but mine was an upgrade complimentary, so I was like, not going to say
no. You're not going to say no. Absolutely. No, I do love that idea. Business class fights. But so getting that, like we're saying, every $10 you enter gets you an entry into that draw. Definitely worth your while.
Absolutely.
On those business class
flights. Where would you go? If you had a choice, where would you go, Robbie?
I go to New York.
Ooh.
That's the next thing on my list.
Wagga Wagga.
You go to Wagga. Screw you.
No. I think LA would be camp. Yeah. But also, I mean, yeah, no. I'd want to spend that $15,000 on the flights because I think that's... I'd go as far away as those $15,000 will get.
Will allow you
right.
to go.
I'd be going to New York as well for RuPaul DragCon. That's all I would do.
Yeah, true. Oh, true. Good.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.